Hello and welcome to today's Status Update, our weekly look at the world of social media.
Let's begin now.
I'm Mark Saxby, and with me is Stuart Baddeley from Restaurant Zest. You've been using social media for quite a while now, Stuart. Tell me about the success you've had in using it.
We've been using it for a good 2-3 years, I think. We brought it into the restaurant because we promote something called Relax Fine Dining, and it kind of suits our brand. We started with Twitter and started tweeting Fish of the Day, Soup of the Day, things like that. We've moved it on to promotions, offers, etc., etc. The list goes on, really.
And you were saying about how customers come into your restaurant and they surprise you with their knowledge.
Yeah, we have a kind of way of telling people. So we always introduce the menu. We tell them what the fish and the soup of the day is. Most of our customers now turn around and say, we've already seen it. It's all over kind of Twitter. So, yeah, it's nice to kind of build relationships up through social media and through, you know, using the customers as well.
And one of the key times for restaurants where they struggle is over summer when the weather's hot. And you had a good idea on social media to tackle that.
Yeah, we ran a promotion last year and we repeated again, which is whatever the temperature is at midday, we will give you that percentage off. So if it's 12 degrees out there, we'll give you 12% off. If it's 30 degrees, you get 30% off in the restaurant. It works for us because obviously if the weather is hot out there, then the restaurant's going to be a little bit more empty. So we're prepared to give a little bit more discount. So.
Did you put any figures on that, on what's worked and how well it's worked for you?
Yeah, I think we're pretty much picking up 2 or 3 bookings a day using the code, probably worth £300-400 to us per day. So, yeah, certainly for, you know, a couple of minutes worth of tweeting, then we've certainly picked up a lot of money out of it.
And anything else you've been using social media for as a way to grow the business?
We've just turned to Pinterest, thanks to Mark Saxby, really, for introducing it. I don't call it Pinterest anymore, it's Pinterest. But yeah, we basically built up a whole array of pictures and recipes, and, you know, we'll be able to get our brand out there by building this big portfolio of pictures and recipes and allowing people to have full access to them. And yeah, so that's worked well for us too.
And what sort of traffic are you having with that? Have you seen any, can you measure the success of Pinterest?
We can only measure it through kind of comments, really. So we get people saying, oh, that looks great, or can I have the recipes and things like that. So I think it's a fairly new form of social media for people to get hold of, so we're quite excited by it. But it's certainly bringing the restaurant to life. So if nothing else, it's enhancing our brand.
I know you're very passionate about the restaurant industry and the service industry growing. You do your restaurant inspectors website as well. Do you think that restaurants are generally using social media to its full capability?
And honestly, I don't. I think they're still just like the rest of the business. They're a bit scared or a bit sceptical of it. There's also a consistency problem. They don't think they've got the time to consistently deliver messages. And I think there's an issue of only promoting or using the social media when you're desperate for business, when you should be using it all year round and pretty much having it part of your business plan or your strategy, at least.
You mentioned time there. How do you manage that element of time and being on Twitter all the time?
It's a little bit of everything, really. We use a package called Hootsuite, which allows us to schedule a certain percentage, not a lot, but just to help us out through the day. So our busy times, we can have things going out. And then we allow the staff to also tweet on our behalf as well. So we've got, you know, probably 2 or 3 different people going in there and doing the different tweets and different Facebook updates and all sorts.
Great, thanks Stuart, and if you've got any experiences you'd like to share about using social media in the restaurant world, then let us know on our website, statussocial.com.